Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. It is good to thank our moms. You know, sometimes I think we forget that motherhood is God's idea, and it's an awesome idea. You know, God is the one who created moms, and moms are a gift to families. And we're going to take some time to appreciate our moms today. And actually, I want to pause. Can we just like give a round of applause for moms? Yeah, and we've got some gifts for our moms later. So if you're a mom here tonight, do not run out of here until you get a gift at the end of the service. We're going to be reading Psalm 147 tonight. So if you could turn in your Bibles to Psalm 147, starting in verse 1. I titled the message and retitled the message. But eventually, as of a little while ago, before the service started, settled on Choosy Mothers, Choose Jesus. Choosy Mothers, Choose Jesus. And I want to talk tonight about the kind of mom that God wants you to be, if you're a mom. And if you're not a mom, I don't want you to tune out, because there's principles here in God's Word for all of us. You don't have to be a mom to learn from Psalm 147 tonight, but the type of mom that the Lord wants you to be, and the type of mom that your children need for you to be. And that can be stepmoms, that can be grandmas or mother figures in a life. But moms are special. My mom's really special. I got a great mom, and she's so cool. You know, it is the Lord who, way back, thousands of years ago, the Lord determined that moms would be part of his plan for this world. Like, the way that he would fill the earth with people, part of that, and of course dads play a part in this as well, they contribute, but babies, you know, would be conceived in a mother and developed in a mom, and a mom would give birth to children, and those children would be raised in a home, and there'd be other influences as well with grandparents and dads and everything, but moms would play a huge part, and this was always part of God's plan. And so I think it's great to acknowledge moms in our lives, and it's really good to let moms know, and I need reminders of this myself, that we need to show our moms love. We need to communicate that, and I don't know what your mom's love language is. You know, that may be gifts, that may be words of affirmation, it could be just spending time with your moms, it could be serving them in some way, maybe going over and just, you know, hanging out. But whatever it is, maybe just hugs and kisses, but it is really good to let your mom know. Thank you, Cole. It's really great to let your mom know that you love her. It's awesome. I was at Kroger yesterday, and they have flowers. They've got like a lot of flowers at Kroger. So if you haven't got your mom anything yet, I don't know if Kroger's ran out. I went to the North Kroger, but they had many flowers for moms there. And I noticed, though, that like some flowers cost more than other flowers. Like carnations, I think I saw those for $5 or $6 a dozen. But then roses were more. Like if you wanted just the regular roses, I think those are around like 10 or 12, and then you could get premium roses and all that. But one of the reasons that roses cost more, you know, they're pretty, but I think like all flowers are pretty. I like dandelions. But roses smell great. You know, they have a wonderful aroma. And I thought, man, how like moms are roses. You know, that moms just, there's something beautiful about a mom that just brings beauty, you know, into other people, you know, the family. Yeah, they smell good. Maybe they smell like roses. I don't know. But there's a beauty that moms have, and it permeates a family, and it permeates those around her like the smell of roses. And, you know, we need to take time to love our moms and encourage our moms, because as beautiful as motherhood is, it is really difficult. It is extremely challenging to be a mom. I am not speaking from experience. I'm not a mom, but I am saying that I know this for sure, because I was the cause of a lot of the challenges my mom had. There are a lot of fears and a lot of tiredness and a lot of stress and anxiety that goes certainly with being my mom back in the day. But, you know, it's hard. It is a really hard thing to parent at all, and it's hard work. And I know, you know, just from being a dad, and my conversations with Kim as a mom too, and with my own mom, and I know that it's easy in the stress of parenting to doubt yourself. You know, it's easy to have to come to a place where you just wonder, can I do this? You know, this is a really hard day, or this is a really terrible situation. Am I equipped to handle this? Can I parent the way that I need to? And then, of course, we make mistakes. And then you wonder, did I thoroughly just screw up my kid for life when I yelled at them, you know? Like, is there any coming back from the bad parent day that I just had? And I just want to share tonight from the Word of God, because I think it's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to get to a place where you have a buildup of regrets and a buildup of anxiety as a mom, or you know, you dads too. I know this is true for you, but God has a better plan. God has a better plan for that, for moms, than to be full of anxiety and to be overwhelmed and full of regrets. Part of God's plan for motherhood is that through being a mom, you're going to know Him better. Through motherhood, you are going to, as you go through all these challenges and all these impossibilities, and you learn to trust God and you see His faithfulness, and you are going to more and more be driven to the One who is sufficient. More and more, you're going to be driven to the One who is infinitely greater than every obstacle or doubt that you face, and you're going to come to know God better by being a mom. You're going to come to love Him more and to accept His love for you and to trust Him. And the hardships of motherhood, the things that you're going to run into that you're going to think, this is going to tear me down. You know, how can I, you know, I've got a wayward kid, or I've got this situation. And the more that you take those things that you think are going to break you and entrust those to God, the more that you understand that God is going to build you up in faith in Him through that. So Psalm 147, starting in verse 1, we're going to see some reasons why choosy moms should be choosing Jesus. Choosy moms should choose Jesus. Verse 1, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. Why is it fitting to praise God? Go ahead. Yeah, why is it fitting to praise God?
He deserves it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, God is awesome. Yeah, as my brother Tony says, He is awesome, and there's nobody awesome besides Him, right? Amen. Amen. God is awesome. He is perfect. He is absolutely perfect. He is perfect in His wisdom. He is perfect in goodness. He is perfect in power. He is perfect in every way. And moms and stepmoms and grandmas and really for all of us, God knows you. God knows you. And He knows your children. He knows your children better than you do. And He loves your children more than you can. And He knows what your children need. He knows who He's calling them to be. And He knows you, and He chose you to be their mom. He picked you to be the mom of your children. There is something that is just inherently fitting in praising God. He deserves it. He's worthy, but it is also, it's pleasant to praise God. It is pleasant to praise God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. You know, as parents, we fall short. We all fail sometimes. We all sin. And if your heart focus is too much on yourself, and if it's too much on your performance, and it's too much on you trying to do everything perfect in your life, you're going to end up discouraged. It's going to break you down. If you're focused on your success with your kids, if you're focused even on raising your kids and praising your kids too much, instead of praising the Lord and focus on Him, after a while you're going to find out you're insufficient. You know, when I came into being a parent, you don't know what you don't know, right? And so you think, yeah, I can do this. I've learned, I'm not going to make all those mistakes my parents made, and I'm going to do all those right things that they did, so I've got it figured out, and I'm going to do everything just right. It doesn't work out that way. It doesn't take long to figure out that you're not perfect. You are not a perfect parent. Your life is not perfect, and your children, don't throw things, are not perfect. Your kids are not perfect either. But if you can refrain from fixating and focusing on success and failures with your kids and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus each day, on praising him, it changes everything. It changes everything. It changes the atmosphere in your home. If you are going through your day, if you're getting up in the morning and you're saying, this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice. I have made a decision to rejoice. I will be glad in him today. If that is your focus and that is your heart, it'll change the atmosphere in your home. It'll change everything. Moms, you are personally loved. Even though you're imperfect, you are personally loved by a perfect God who is absolutely perfect, and you can choose to spend your day passionately and genuinely praising him and loving him with your whole heart. And if you will do that, when you do that, he increases the love in your heart that you have to give to your kids. The more that you give that love back that he loves you with, he just keeps increasing that capacity for you to love other people. And you can love your kids better the more you give that love back to God and praise him. And your children need that. Your children need that. It took me a long time as a parent to come to the place of understanding, because I'm stubborn and slow to learn, and God has to keep repeating things to me. Your kids don't need a perfect mom. They don't have one. They don't need one. Your kids do not need a perfect mom. What your kids need is a mom who loves Jesus. Your kids need a mom who loves Jesus and praises Jesus, who delights in Jesus. And the mom, excuse me, who your children need, the mom that the Lord delights in, is a mom who loves the Lord, who rejoices in who he is. And choosy moms, you got to choose Jesus. You got to choose Jesus. And I was thinking about, there's an old song from Larry Norman from back in the day. And he said, when you know a beautiful story, you don't let it go unsaid. You know, as parents, if we are focused on Christ and praising him each day and acknowledging his worth each day in our lives and living a life of praise to him, you can't keep it to yourself. You don't have to think about, well, how's that going to help my kids? Your kids are going to hear about the greatness of God when that happens. If you are, we've got a few moms here tonight who are football fans. Go ahead, raise your hands. That's cool. You can, yeah. I know some of you, because I know even some of your favorite teams. And some of you guys are too. Maybe not as passionately as these ladies, but I know some of you like football. If you are a Steelers fan, or you are a Colts fan, or whoever your team is, you're going to talk about them. If there's stuff happening with your team, if a draft is going on, or they've got a big game coming up, or whatever's happening, what you're going to do is you're going to bring it up in conversation. If you're passionate about your team, right? You're excited about them. You know, if you are excited about your team, you're going to read the sports page when there's news about your team, right? You're going to skip past all the headlines and all this other stuff, and you're going to go to the sports page, and you're going to say, what's going on with my team today? Because you're caught up in it. When you are passionate about Jesus, when you love Jesus, man, you're going to be going to his word. And you're going to spend your time talking about him and praising him, and that is going to affect your kids. They're going to hear about him. The more that your heart is just overflowing with love and praise for Jesus Christ, that joy that he's going to give you, that passion, it is going to bring beauty into the lives of your kids. They're going to hear that. They're going to see that. Your love relationship with Jesus is going to overflow to your children. That's what they need. They don't need you to be perfect. They just need for you to be unhindered in your love for Jesus Christ. And to not keep that in, to let that out. Verse 2. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He determines the numbers of the stars, and he calls them each by name. the God we're praising. That's the God we're praising. He is the living God. He is the Almighty God. He is the one who is faithful to his promises. Way back in the day, he made promises to his people Israel. He made promises regarding the land. He made promises regarding his rule and reign over them, and he will keep those promises. All of those promises will be fulfilled. At the end of days, the Lord has said that the city of Jerusalem, that he will come back, the Messiah, will reign in the city of peace over his people. He will gather them. And he is going to be faithful to fulfill all of that. This same God who is good and faithful through the centuries and keeps all of his promises has the power to do everything he says. He has the promise to keep every, or the power to keep every promise. It's he who placed 100 billion stars in 100 billion galaxies, and he knows the name of every single one. He created them and he sustains them, and that same Almighty God knows your name. He knows your name. He called you to salvation by name. He knows who you are. He knows every tear that falls. He knows every struggle that you have. He knows every moment where you feel inadequate and overwhelmed, and he is there. He knows the discouragement. He knows the fears. He knows the wounds. He knows the broken heart. He knows it all. And that same God who has the power and the faithfulness and the goodness for all of his creation will heal your broken heart. He will heal your broken heart. He will tend your wounds. He will bless you when you draw near to him. When you are humble, this is for me too, even though I'm not a mom. I try to be way too self-sufficient sometimes. When we, in our relationships, when we understand our lack of self-sufficiency, when we let the Lord deal with our pride, and moms, I know you want to be a perfect mom. But that's not who you are, and it's not who God's calling you to be. He wants you to have faith in the one who is perfect. That's the mom he's calling you to be, to trust in him. And if you will do that, when we humble ourselves and just are honest with God and say, God, this is so hard. I don't know what to do with these kids. I don't know what to do with these emotions. I don't have wisdom for this. When we are humble, he is faithful. When we go to him, he is so good and so wise and so powerful. And he will work out good, and he will take that good sorrow that drove you to him, and he'll encourage you, and he'll heal you. You know, maybe that's you on Mother's Day weekend. You know, maybe you're coming into this weekend and you're thinking, I don't feel like anybody should be giving me a gift. not been a good week. In Mark 2, in verse 17, Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor. It's the sick. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous. I came to call sinners. So, love you moms, but you're sinners, you know. So are you guys, so are you dads. Jesus came for you. If you were a perfect mom, Jesus didn't come for you. If you had it all together and you didn't ever sin, you didn't ever make a mistake, he didn't come for you. But sometimes you do sin. Sometimes you're wrong. And that's great news, because that means he loves you and he came to save you and he came to heal and to forgive and to demonstrate his goodness through you. Parenting's hard. It's hard. Anybody else? Can I get a witness? All right. Man. Does anybody ever ask you, like, how's it going with the kids? And you're just like, it's great. Everything's fine. Sometimes it's true. I love being a parent. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes it's a burdensome thing. And God's got a great purpose in that. God says, if you will just, oh, man, he just loves the humble in spirit. And he says, just bring your need to my sufficiency. He just says, bring that hurt and let me heal. Bring that discouragement. Let me revive your heart today. That's what he wants to do. Choose your moms, choose Jesus. Moms, you've got to have, man, we live in a crazy busy society. Let's practice my favorite Will Price quote. If the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you
busy.
Amen. Amen. I understand there's stuff to do. There's tasks for moms, I know. But whether it makes sense to you or not, you've got to take time to just say, I have to have time with Jesus. It may cause some things to get undone at home. It may cause whatever. But moms, you got to have the honesty to say, I've got to have time with Jesus today. I've got to have time with Jesus. I want to invite you to do that. If you haven't done that for a while, do it today. Take time to just take your burdens to the Lord. And husbands, you need to help facilitate that. It's got to be a high priority. Every day. Every day there's tasks. Every day there's stuff to do. Every day we're busy. In Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 38, I'll give you a moment to turn there if you like. Luke chapter 10, verse 38, Martha and Mary, sisters. Martha's stressed out because there's a meal to prepare. There's a lot of tasks to do. Man, I'm so task-driven. Pray for me in that. That's a weakness for me. I guess so. It is, for real. Yeah, I get so caught up in task. And my heart disconnects. Martha loves Jesus. She loves him. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner that she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, Dear, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary's discovered it. Mary's discovered it. It will not be taken away from her. Moms, I just want to encourage you. You got to take time every day. Take your eyes off of the stress and off of the anxiety and whatever it looks like for you. Time in the Word, time in prayer, time just with Caleb cranked up to a stupid volume so you can share with the neighbors. Whatever you got to do, you have got to have time. His Word is like medicine. Man, there's so many times when I'm just heart sick in some way and I get into the Word of God and He just speaks to me. And His Spirit just imparts love and grace that I so desperately need. And I'll tell you one of the great things that God does. When you're intentional to take that time with Him each day, here's one of the things that He does with me that I think dads and moms both need. He slows me down. I can justify fifth gear, foot on the accelerator, pace of life all day long. Got so much to do. That's not God's way. I know you got to get the dishes and laundry done. I know. I get it. You got to help the kids with the homework. got to have family devotions maybe, I know. But, you know, you got to get the oxygen mask on you first before you can help your kids. You know, you got to be in a place where your heart's overflowing with joy and praise for you to give what Jesus wants you to give. Your kids don't need you to get all the tasks done. They don't need you to be a perfect mom. They need to see a mom whose heart belongs to Christ. They need to see a mom who can't handle being a mom unless she has time with Christ. She's got to have that time. Jesus is the one who loves your kids perfectly. Jesus is the one with perfect wisdom to know what they need. Jesus is the one who's perfectly faithful and good to your kids. Jesus is the one who gave his life for mom. So choose your moms. You need to choose Jesus. Choose Jesus above anything else. Verse 5. We'll move along. Verse 5. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but he casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God with a harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. He makes grass grow in the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. It's a great picture. It's a great picture. From the heights of heaven down to the little critters right in the backyard, man. To the smallest creatures, God created it all, and he's caring for everything. And he's caring for your family. You don't have to do everything. You can take time just to praise him. Verse 10, his pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. There's probably some really great blogs out there on being a mom. Certainly good Christian blogs on being a mom that you guys check out. I don't know. I've never checked them out. Some ministries. Revive Our Hearts, Nancy Lee DeMoss, Wolgamuth. You guys check that out, right? You know, in this age of social media, in this age of Facebook, it is so easy, I think, to look at other people's lives and what we see there and make assumptions. It is so easy to look at the beauty that we see represented in a family, the perfect mom that somebody else is representing on Facebook, and see the beauty and how their family has it all together, and how successful and strong and wonderful they are, and you are dazzled by that, and you think, man, I'm a loser. I can't, I'm sitting around in my pajamas. God's not impressed with any of that. He's not impressed with any of that. It's not real, okay? First of all, in case you didn't know, your friends aren't perfect moms. It's a lie. They're probably really cool, but they're not perfect like you think that they might be. It is so much better, instead of looking to our strength and how the call to be all that, it is so much better to just be aware of your need, to be aware of your weaknesses, and to still just choose above everything else, instead of trying to present some image of perfection, that Christ knows you. Christ knows you, and he loves you, and he accepts you, and he has called you by name, and he has chosen you to be a mom. But more than choosing you to be a mom, Christ has chosen you to be an object of redemption. Christ has chosen you to be an object of his love and his affection and his mercy. And you can trust him. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together. Verse 11, the Lord delights in those who fear him. The Lord delights in those who fear him. I just, maybe you already know this, but if you don't, just be loosed of unrealistic expectations, please. Let God free you up. Be loosed of regrets of not being perfect. You don't have to be. You can't be. Don't fear that you're going to make mistakes. Of course you're going to. It's okay. It's all right. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love, whose hope is in his unfailing love. Your confidence and your expectation and your anchor is in the love of Christ for you. It's not in how your kids turn out. It's not in you having all the answers for your kids. Do you know him that way? I mean, it's one thing to say, I understand. I get what you're saying. It's one thing to say that, just like for me, and being a task Nazi with myself. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to live it. Jesus wants you to experience his faithfulness and his love for you as a mom. In Matthew 11, verse 28, I'm going to read this from the Passion Translation. There's this invitation from Jesus, and we'll close here in just a moment. John Piper said that because the gospel is true, because of the promise that if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, the one who went to the cross for you, if you trust in that and you have new life in Christ, because that is true, every promise in the Word of God for his children is true for you. This is a promise from God. That if you have trusted in Christ for salvation, this is a promise from Jesus Christ, and I want you to hear it that way. This is an invitation for those who believe in him. Are you weary, moms? Are you weary? Are you carrying a heavy burden? Jesus says, come to me. Over and over and again, in Scripture he says, follow me, but here he says something different. Come to me. Come to me and I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways and you'll discover that I am gentle, humble, easy to please, unlike your husband and kids. You will find refreshment and rest in me. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. Amen. That's a promise. That's a promise from Jesus. I'm going to pray for us and worship team. You're welcome to come back up when you're ready. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the truth that what you want from your people and expect from your people is not perfection. It's not for us to work and strive and struggle and stay exhausted. It's not for us to beat ourselves up with what-ifs and regrets. That you call your people to love you in response to your love for us. And you, whether we're moms or dads or any of us, God, you tell us that you love humble hearts. You love it when people just see the truth and understand that we can't do this parenting thing without you. And we don't have to, that we can turn to you day after day and put our trust in you and that you are faithful. That our worth is not in being a perfect parent. Our worth is in being children of an awesome God who is perfect. That you are our strength. You are our satisfaction. You are where our confidence is. That our confidence is in knowing you. Jesus, I pray, help us to lay our burdens down. How fitting and pleasant it is to have a heart of praise for you. How good it is to lay our burdens down and receive your joy. Help us to fix our hearts on you and marvel at your goodness. Jesus, thank you that we don't ever have to be all that because you are. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for our moms. What a great idea. Thank you for your promises to our moms that they can trust in you. Even on the tough days, that you're always faithful. You're always present. You always love them. Be glorified in our families, we pray.